Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour à tous. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode 138, numéro 138. Today we are going back to our common French adjectives series, where I share with you common adjectives and their opposites. So I'll give you some adjectives, their masculine and feminine forms, and I'll also give you their opposites, also in the masculine and feminine forms. And if you want to learn even more adjectives, then go back to episode 98 and 99 of the podcast. As usual, if you are new to the podcast, welcome. Make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet in front of you during the lesson so you can listen to the words and see how they are written. And when you finish this lesson, you can head over to the French Made Easy exercise library to download your lessons, exercises, and practice what you've learned today. You will find all the download links in the episode notes on your podcast platform. So first, I want to give you a quick reminder. Adjectives, what are they? They are words that describe or give more information about a noun or a pronoun, because a pronoun replaces a noun. So for example, when I say in English, the table is big. Big is an adjective, right? It gives more information about the noun table. What's important is that in French, adjectives can change their form, so the way they are spelled and pronounced, to match the gender, so masculine or feminine, and the number, singular or plural, of the noun or the pronoun that they describe. So that's why I thought that would be more helpful for you to learn the adjectives in both the masculine and the feminine forms. And sometimes the masculine and the feminine forms of the adjective are the same, but sometimes they are different. But make sure that you are checking the cheat sheet while you listen, because sometimes even if they are pronounced the same, they can be spelled differently. All right, so let's get started. Please repeat after me to practice your pronunciation. I will say the masculine form of the adjective first. First one, rapide, and rapide. That means fast. Rapide, rapide. Opposite, lent, lente. And that means slow. Lent, lente. Doux, douce. That means soft, gentle. Doux, douce. Opposite, dur, dur. That means hard, difficult. Dur, dur. Sec, sèche. That means dry. Sec, sèche. Opposite, mouillé, mouillé, wet, mouillé, mouillé. Clair, clair, that means bright or clear. Clair, clair. Opposite is sombre, sombre, dark, sombre, sombre. Large, large, wide. Large, large. Opposite is étroit or étroite. Narrow, étroit, étroite. Silencieux, silencieuse. That means quiet. Silencieux, silencieuse. Opposite is bruyant, bruyante. That's noisy. Bruyant, bruyante. Intelligent, Intelligente. Intelligent. Intelligent. Intelligente. Opposite is stupid. 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 Intéressant. Intéressante. Interesting. Intéressant. Intéressante. And the opposite is ennuyeux. Ennuyeuse. Boring. Ennuyeux. Ennuyeuse. Courageux. Courageuse. Brave. Courageux. Courageuse. And the opposite is peureux. Peureuse. Fearful. Peureux. Peureuse. And last one, we have sain. Sain. And that means healthy. Sain. Sain. And the opposite is malsain. Malsain. Unhealthy. Malsain. Malsain. Et voilà, that is it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. That was a short and sweet episode. Now you can go and practice those adjectives inside the French Made Easy exercise library. It's free and the links are in episode notes on your podcast platform. À la semaine prochaine. Bye.